Could I say a word about Charlie King?
Oh, sure.
Charlie King was the biggest influence I had as a sort of a folk song writer. He was so encouraging to me. When I was living in Minneapolis in the early 1980s, I wrote What If the Russians Don't Come? And I sent it off to him. Never expected to hear from him. He wrote me right back and said, I'm coming through Minnesota. Can I meet you? I'm singing the song everywhere I go. People love it. I want to make sure I have it right. So I met him at the airport. He already had a place, Barbara Tilson's apartment, where we could rehearse and just go over it and make sure we had a common understanding of What If the Russians Don't Come. And then that night he had a big concert at the University of Minnesota, and he called my name out, had me stand up, made me feel like $1 million, and he has a way of doing that. So we've known each other for a long, long time, and I just consider him to be the greatest influence, both as a musician and as a person, that you could find.
He is a wonderful man. I got exposed to his music in the early 80s when I was in Milwaukee, and he came through and performed. So energizing. So
yeah.
And one song that I wish everybody would know, it's Song for a Hobbit, if you know that one. Here's to you, Bilbo, for winning, for coming back home with the prize. And, you know, because of your work, little folks everywhere, we're on the rise. It's an upbeat song about the Hobbit, of course.
Yeah, sure.